out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki. In this podcast, I'll be sharing some of the things that I've learned over the last few decades as a guitar player, as a composer, as a band leader and a sideman, as a researcher and student of music, and sharing strategies for practicing, improving your craft, and being a creative person in the modern world. These podcast episodes are audio versions of videos that I've been making over on Patreon for some time. So if you like what you hear, come on over to Patreon, Work with Miles Okazaki, and for the price of a cup of coffee per month, you can join into the community there, ask questions, get responses, make requests for new types of episodes, download special materials that I've posted, such as free books that I've written, exercises, computer programs that I've built, all kinds of things like that. And also, there are episodes that are primarily visual that are only posted there, such as specific technical studies on the guitar that require you to see what I'm doing, and things like sight reading. So, that being said, please enjoy, and best of luck on your musical journey. Sorry, it's been a minute since I made a video. I'm in the middle of moving. You might see that my studio is empty, except for my picture of Thelonious Monk up there and a couple of other things. This old guitar that I've been using for these videos. This, by the way, is an ES-150 from 1940, otherwise known as a Charlie Christian guitar. So I thought today I wanted to talk a little bit to address a comment that someone had made. Can I talk a little bit more about how I approach improvising on some of these things? And it's, of course, a very good question, like a huge topic, because I've just been kind of sticking to like how I play the melodies, you know, which is actually quite a big thing in itself. But they're, of course, very related. So I thought a good song to talk about this would be Coming on the Hudson. My Dale Fitzgerald t-shirt, for those of you who remember Dale down from the old jazz gallery down on Spring Street in Hudson. But coming on the Hudson, speaking of Hudson, that's the connection there, is from 1958 at the Five Spot recording of Thelonious Monk, one of the great records, Thelonious in Action. I believe it's the second track on the CD that I have. And it goes like this. I'm playing real slow. See if you kind of, rather than counting it or anything like that, just kind of hear the melody and hear the shape of the melody. Also the spaces, how do you feel them? So I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but I want to talk about this melody and kind of like how I hear it. I feel like it's one of those songs where if you don't think about the melody while you solo, it's very easy to get lost because the counting thing doesn't really make a lot of sense. I mean, it's hard for me to do. So, so there's, I think there's a phrase, boom, 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 boom. So that's like, just a, like 4-beat, and then it has like these 2-3s, like boom, don, do, do, da, da, 2-3, so then it's like 2, and then it's like 2 bars of 4. That's kind of, but I'm not thinking about it so much in the numbers, but more like how the melody makes it, gives it that shape, like has these kind of weights or like natural kind of divisions in the where the phrase kind of turns. So, you know, however you could think of that, I think of it as kind of like a bar, and I can feel a bar as like one thing, and that has a melody in it. Like, so the first one is, I shouldn't say bar, I should say something like phrase, like this first phrase, that's kind of what, and that's starting on the second beat. This is a downbeat. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's the first bar. G minor 7, A minor 7. A flat minor 7. And that's like a longer thing, I think, too. Like, there's like 2 beats in there. So there's like 2 of the same things. One is this, in this, which is kind of like a you could think of it, I think of it as kind of an A flat 7 with a, you know, with a flat 9 kind of diminished sound. The voicing I'm playing is a C, A flat, A natural. Or C, A flat, A natural. So I'm thinking, I hear these two bars as being, so I'm kind of teaching the melody and how I think about it at the same time. So A flat minor, and then this sound, still, and then, this is the same phrase as a, you know, I just did on the last video, the panonica, you know. Right, but here's. The other one is starting in B, this one starts in B flat. So that I think is kind of the fourth phrase. And then you've got. It's like a sus, C7 sus going to a C7. You can maybe do it here. I'm adding the ninth in of the D. Here it's just three notes, C, B flat, E, F, C, B flat, E. Or even, you could even go, well, it's a little hard, but if you forget about the B flat, maybe play the fifth instead. You can do that. That's nice. All right, that's what I'm going to use today. My arrangements always change because I find better things, or at least things that sound better that particular day. So I've got and first phrase, second, and third. Now there's little details inside the phrases. This break. There's a little thing of descending fifths that are going E flat, A flat, D flat. Play here maybe, or here, but here feels better to me because I also want to get back to this A flat minor 9. Now, what this is an important detail of the song for me anyway is to remember that. This is a little tagline, which is kind of like, it's like upbeat 16th notes, 2, 3, 4, 1, 3, 4, so it's kind of a double time feel for a second there. Just starts right after the melody. So it starts in the second 16th of the second beat. But to me, that's harder for me to hear, harder for me to count than to just think about how the melody goes. So it starts after the melody. And then you got four beats. 2, 3, 4. This is the A section. After the second A, which goes 1, 2, 3.
flat minor 9. Same phrase as Panonica phrase. Now it's starting on an F. Right on the downbeat. 2, 3, 4. So it's like an A flat 13 with a flat 9, right? I guess you could try and grab the root there, something like. Kind of, I think, too hard. I think this sounds better for me anyway. Because you get the root on a little filler phrase here. So it goes. This is even worse. How would you count this? Because this little thing repeats. Oh, it's actually 8 beats, that first part. But I think about it as kind of 3 phrases. Twice, and it's got this little intro, and then it goes. The rhythm is like, the way I'm playing it anyway, it's like. Let me get some. I thought I brought some water down here, I forgot it. So, 1, 2, 3, 4. So, those are like. It's kind of similar to the way that thing is, although I feel like they're more, maybe more in the cracks than that. Like, and then the last phrase is. So that's why I think of that phrase as its own thing, because it's kind of like an A, B, A, C or something. Like it goes like first ending, second ending. The first ending is this. And then just goes. That's an A minor 7 with a G in the top. You do this, you could do like, if you wanted to get more pretty, I guess. But I kind of want to hear it all happen on the second string, so I'm going to go. Just left. So I go, wee ba de beep, don dee don kick on dee ba de beep, bum, bum, bum. So that's just 4 beats. So it ends up becoming an odd kind of figure in the bridge. That'd be 14 beats. So that's kind of a hard thing to count. So if I'm soloing on it, I'm going to be thinking. Doesn't end the same way as the first A's. First A's end like this. Oh, sorry. Right after that. Now the last A, the figure still comes after the end of the melody, but the melody is 2 phrases. first A and this and the second A are just that. This one's so. Any case, the Cardinus Sickler Thelonious Monk Fake Book is a good reference for this if you want to see it written out. Because I know I'm kind of it's a lot of information to just show on the guitar. So it goes like this. Actually singing the melody. I might not be singing it that great, but I'm singing at least the shape of the melody and the rhythms with the right sort of lengths of rhythms. So I'm using the melody as, you know, as a guide for the improvisation, just as you would on any song, but this one, it also guides like the rhythmic shape of the form, you know, because it's such a rhythmic melody. So, you know, there's a lot of monk tunes like that, like Evidence and things like that, where there's these kind of unusual stopping places for the melody, like Straight Note Chaser is one. But this one is interesting because the chords are also changing all over the place, so to get through it is pretty tricky. I'm going to try and do a little bit where I'm singing and playing, and, you know, apologize in advance for the pitches. Something in just as an exercise. I'm gonna hit a few landmarks. So if you up to this point, if somehow, you know, probably maybe it would be good to like mark this spot or something like that, and then come back if you want to learn this melody if you don't already know it, and then you can kind of check and see if I'm actually actually demonstrating what I'm saying I'm doing. I can make it more of a challenge by hitting certain marks. So I can say, every time that happens, I'll put it, try and put it in the right place. And then on the bridge, I'll try and put those, I'll hit some version of those things in there. So we go like this, 1, 2, 3, and. Scales. I guess I'm not really thinking about scales too much at all, unless I'm thinking more about kind of what keys, you know, what key center am I in, you know, so yeah. This is a strange progression. G minor, A minor, A flat, minor, sorry. So when it comes an A flat 7. And I don't know what to say about what is that chord. I guess it's still kind of on an A flat minor-ish. This is a C7. And the bridge, E flat minor. Have the natural seventh in it, but it's kind of the important place where it lands. This sound, so A flat 7, 13 flat 9. So going from this sound. Flat kind of makes the lady into a, which is a diminished scale with the A flat and an A natural in it. All right, so you know. Minor 7, which is one note. That's the end of the bridge. I'm looping it. Not very comfortable. Maybe this. Or maybe even. No. going right now. So. Sorry. I didn't do it. Turns out it's hard to get from up there to down there. Oof. Maybe. Or even. Nah. Couldn't do it like that. Nah. I can't decide. In any case, it's not important. That's just for you to decide on your own what kind of voicings you like to use. I don't get too fancy with them. I mean, just basic stuff. But in any case, in order to not get lost in this line, I have to always be thinking of that melody. And it doesn't need to be the melody, like, totally with all of its detail. It just needs to be the right rhythm, you know. Boom. Dan, 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 dan. Informative, and I would say that that's a pretty common way for me to think about songs, especially when I'm playing them solo and I want to keep my place, is to just have the melody going all the time. It'll never lead you astray, because that's what the tune is, more than numbers or anything else, is the idea of that person. So see you next time. All right.
Well, that's it for today's episode. Thanks for hanging out, and if you'd like to see a video version, head on over to patreon.com and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you sign up through the browser, it's a very minimal fee, because I'm trying to create a large community of guitar players and other musicians. If you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more, but in any case, over there you'll find all of these podcasts in video form, as well as many that are not included here. Guided practice sessions, listening sessions through favorite albums, discussions of repertoire, technical things on the guitar, philosophical things about creativity and making music. So thank you for tuning in, and thank you for your support of creative music.